Welcome to the Investor Coaching Show, a podcast to help you get an insider's view of the financial world and escape common investment traps. We look at the financial news of the day and help you make sense of it so you can relax about money. And here's your host, Paul Winkler.
And welcome to the Investor Coaching Show. Paul Winkler here, talking about the world of, you know, what we talk about. That money thing, investing, financial planning, retirement planning, planning for that time in the future when money is working for you rather than you working for money. And as always, all kinds of stuff going on besides thunderstorms. Right, Evan? Ira's like, just
you know, when masks get wet, they don't work quite as well.
Did they work even when they're not wet? No, did I say that? Okay, I'll behave.
We made it to minute three without getting controversial.
No, so no, we didn't. We didn't make it that far at all, did we? All right, how you doing, man?
I am doing well.
Good to see you, brother.
Good to be here. Good to be seen.
Good to be seen. Yeah, that's the way that goes. All right, so a lot of stuff to talk about. Hey, did you guys see?
No.
You didn't?
Maybe.
Okay. Where do I start? Well,
actually, we did see something, didn't we?
We
could see. We drove up here.
Did you see?
Oh, actually, there was five deer right outside your office coming up.
I'm just surprised there wasn't a squirrel. Dana likes to feed the squirrels, and they come up to the front door.
If it was a really big squirrel.
It was a really big squirrel. No, I'm not kidding. It's like Jim walks out the door, and he goes, there's a squirrel, and he's not running from me. And I'm like, yeah, well, Dana feeds the squirrel.
Does he have an IRA? We can hook him up.
Yeah, he's storing his nuts and his aunt. Tax deductible nut contributions. Whoa. Oh, man. So no,
clean
seriously,
out the mic.
Seriously. Trump, did you see his idea on changing Social Security funding?
No.
Yeah, really interesting. So, of course, those of you that are worried about Social Security, the idea behind Social Security, of course, is it's an account where there has been money that has gone into it that has been more than what was needed to pay the benefits for many years because there were so few people in retirement compared to the number of people working for so many years. And now it's, you know, less than three people working for every one person in retirement. And now they're having to dip into the trust funds. But spend the thing down. I mean, it's just literally, and that's what people are worried about. Oh, it's going to go away. We're going to lose all our Social Security. And you know, the issue is you've heard me say before, they could still pay 80% of benefits approximately.
Oh, that's gone up.
And, well, I'm just rounding.
Okay.
Yes, I'm rounding. Because it was 75, then it was 79.
It is trending the right way. Good.
Yeah, last I saw it was 79, but, you know, who knows? It may be down again. But anyway, the issue is that it has always been a self-contained system.
Right.
So in other words, when you paid your Social Security taxes, it went to people that were in retirement, A, and then if it wasn't needed for people in retirement, it went into a trust fund and they bought government bonds with it. And of course, the big thing is, do we invest the money, actually take and invest the money and, you know, go in instead of just put up with government bonds, which are losing money after inflation. You see the 10-year yields recently?
Something was 0.9, but I'm not sure which I was
looking
at.
It was 0.9. It was 30-year. It's insane. It's like 0.3 for 10 years. Insanely low interest rates right now.
You have to refinance again, Ira.
Well, if you can get treasury rates, you'd be really, you know, it's the bank
money to keep
a
mortgage.
Yeah, exactly. If it's that'd Ira, he might be, you know, hey, Ira's pretty flush. He may be able to get treasury rates. But you know, the issue is that they're not able to get any kind of return on it. And then you got the inflation rate being, it was like 1.3% was what it was. And then it was, they're shooting for 2%, but they didn't quite make it over the past calendar year. But in essence, you're losing money. So they're not making any money on the trust fund money. So Trump is looking at it going, well, what can we do? He says, well, President Trump has proposed a dramatic change in how Social Security is financed. But a controversial proposal to fund Social Security with income taxes rather than payroll taxes opens up the door to reforms that both Democrats and Republicans might support. So there's a possibility that there may be some, and I'd be curious to hear what your feedback is, both of you. Trump made it clear on August 12th news conference that his real goal is to replace the Social Security payroll tax with revenues drawn from the general tax fund, a vast majority of which is income taxes. This idea faces both practical and philosophical hurdles, but could help the political parties finally come together to fix Social Security. Any knee-jerk reactions, you guys, to the idea of sticking...
Besides, I'll believe it when I see it, you mean? Well,
if they're both on board, you might see it.
Yeah, I mean, my initial response would be, if we were operating at a surplus annually on government revenue versus expenses.
When has that been?
Like, what, 1958, something like that. If we were operating at a surplus, then I would see that would most likely just sail through.
Right.
But if we're already operating and, you know, let's exclude the COVID stimulus and, frankly, let's throw out, you know, like the initial Obama stimulus or kind of these aberrations that are going to occur no matter who's in office.
Mm-hmm.
They've been borrowing every year, so I don't see how increasing income taxes or even just restructuring it is going to solve the problem because they're already borrowing money to operate on. I don't know how that would
Well, that's it. And a possibility I would expect would be that they would come back and they would say, hey, here's what we're going to do, guys. Because, you know, the issue with Social Security has always been that it's only up to a certain amount that the payroll taxes are owed on. $137,000 approximately.
Right.
So that's it. You don't have to pay if your income goes above that. I could see them coming back and going, here, look it. All you know, wealthy business owners, wealthy people, all of this. Now, one thing they would do is get rid of the payroll tax. So obviously, since companies pay that payroll tax on everybody.
Right.
Right. All of their employees. Now, if you're self-employed, you pay it on both sides.
Right.
I could see where they would say, okay, you're going to get a tax break. Well, to people that run businesses, you're not going to have to pay the payroll taxes on your side. You're not going to have to pay it on your employees because we've gotten rid of the payroll tax. So I could see that pushing up the regular income tax rates higher.
And oh, for sure.
You could do that and you could get away with that. And it would be interesting to see if there were some support. It's kind of, you know, I almost look at it this way. You know, it's been the cap issue. You know, you only pay Social Security taxes up to $137,000. The rich are getting off with a deal.
Right.
Now what we could do is we could raise everybody's income taxes, and now it's you're paying those extra income taxes no matter how much you make.
Yeah, but here's where I see a problem to that. You know, all those people that retired, now their taxes are going to go up, and they're going to be like, well, you know, even though the Social Security tax can possibly be taxable now—
mm-hmm.
If they have to pay higher income taxes, that's going into pay Social Security. So it's like, well, you're just taking money back from me that you're giving me.
No, it's a really good point because right now, one of the things with that, when I'm doing financial planning, what I'll do with people is I'll say, okay, what are you earning now? Minus what are you saving for retirement? By the way, you're not going to have to pay payroll taxes on your retirement income, your IRA distributions. You don't have payroll taxes.
Right.
So that's a budget item that you may not be thinking about right now. So it's a good point.
So it's a way to hide means testing, is what it sounds like, point, Ira.
Well, I think it would just be better if the Social Security system, they just let us run the money for them, and we can actually grow the Social Security Trust Fund if we managed it.
There you go.
Well, they said both Democrats and had already given up on the idea of truly earned benefits since the Social Security proposals focus on lifting the payroll tax cap and making the rich carry more of the load. Income tax financing would simply take that idea into a more progressive direction, said. While about 15% of earnings accrue to employees and salaries above $137,000 tax ceiling, almost half of the total income taxes are paid by households with incomes above that level. More than, you know, so it's the rich are paying the
every
bulk of everything, right?
That, yeah, sure.
But what is in it for Republicans? They ask the question, and the answer is that the income tax financed Safety retirement, Ned, need not be nearly as expensive as the current Social Security program. So they're thinking the expenses are going to go down in this. And they said, for instance, Australia's age pension costs around one-fifth of that Social Security does, which I thought was interesting, merely because it supplements household-owned savings to ensure a minimum standard of living in retirement. And oddly enough, our producer today is from one of these countries, Canada. And New Zealand also used income tax finance programs to provide a strong base of retirement income. For this idea to work, they said the U.S. would have to follow Australia's lead by signing up every worker for a retirement savings account with automatic contributions. Now, that would be really interesting because that was politically really unpopular in a recent election, even talking about, you know, commingling or dealing with anything with the stock market. Contributions would be funded using the payroll taxes that no longer would be needed to fund Social Security. So it's just they said it would take years for anything like this to happen. But, you know, in essence, this is being toyed around with. It's kind of interesting that they're even toying around with this idea.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I'm assuming that they would still be looking at capping benefits for Social Security. So even if somebody makes $250 a year,
right,
they're still only going to get, you know, 10% of their earnings instead of a lower earner.
Right, right. You're not going to get any kind of any kind of political support for going and throwing a bunch of money at somebody that makes $1 million a year in retirement.
Right. So, you know, let's just say somebody makes $200,000 a year, and I frankly can't remember what the bracket is for a joint filer. It's probably 22% or 25% at 200.
About 22, yeah, I think.
So if they're paying 15% on their first 140,000 of earnings already, and then they're paying income tax on top of that, they're almost at a 40% combined rate on those early earnings, as is a lower earner. They're paying 15 plus, and even if the company's paying half of it, their pay would increase if the company wasn't paying half of it. So it's coming out of their pocket. They just don't see it, in my view. But so if we get rid of a 14% tax, if we pull Medicare out of the equation, I don't know how they would handle that.
They didn't mention that.
They'd pick it up on the income tax side anyway. If they paid it to me or paid it to an employee, they're still going to get the money. It's just going to come in as income tax instead of come in as payroll tax.
I can see where it'd be politically just more popular because you'd get rid of that fear that people have, which is it's going to go broke.
It's going to
go
broke.
And people are not understanding that it's not going broke. It's just a matter of funding. But they do have a problem on their hands. If that trust fund runs out, that's a 21% to 25% reduction in your Social Security across the board.
Yeah, my personal preference has always been privatizing the system, but half the Congress isn't going to vote for that.
No, probably not. But it seems that both are on board with this idea. And I just thought that would be an interesting topic of all the different things that I said might be fixes for Social Security, that wasn't one of them. No, I didn't.
The individual accounts, you mean, or shifting from the fund to just ongoing?
Yeah. My expectation was that they would mess around with the COLA, the cost of living allowance, and they would bring it down from the labor inflation rates to the regular inflation rates, that they would increase the retirement age.
Yeah.
You know, instead of 67, it would be 70, and instead of 62, maybe push it up to 65 for early retirement. Then maybe what they would do is they would do a little bit more means testing. Instead of 85% of your Social Security being taxed, and then 50 for some people, you know, 100% on all of it, and just throw it all in there. It was just interesting to me that somebody's actually proposing something that both sides actually seem to be on board with, which is, you know, shocking to me.
Well, if you remember one of the things that Obama, when he was first running, one of the things he had suggested was let's make the donut hole. We were using $100,000 back when he
was running. Yes, I remember that.
$100,000 is where the cap was.
Right.
Now it's $137,000. Mm-hmm. But let's just go with the $100,000 because it makes it very easy. Mm-hmm. And then up to then the next 100,000 there'll be no social security tax.
Mm-hmm.
And then increase it over 200,000.
Right.
So anybody making 3, 4, 5, they would actually pay
start paying social security taxes again. Yeah.
But then what do you do with the businesses? You know, how do you do that with businesses?
I'm sure they'd figure it out.
Oh yeah, they would. And I don't know how they would actually come to an agreement on this anyway. I mean, in theory, it sounds, you know, if they asked a few different senators or congressmen, yeah, that would work. But to get them both to agree, especially in the climate that we're in,
mm-hmm.
I mean, let's face it, the job of a politician is to keep their job.
Right.
So if it sounds to anybody that, well, they're tinkering with the ability of my Social Security, I think that becomes a fear factor for a politician.
Well, I think the bottom line to take away from this segment is that, you know, there are people that are looking at ways of solving the issue at hand. And a lot of people that are sitting there going, oh, my goodness, we're going to lose Social Security. It's going to go in. And then they're panicking over it. I realize they're going to fix it. There's going to be a way of doing it. And that's a creative way of doing it. You know, just changing how it's funded.
I remember I think it was 1988, I heard Lou Rukeyser speak about privatizing Social Security. And, you know, back then I was 27 years old, and I'm like, oh, I would totally go for that. You know, now, like, turning 60 coming February, I don't have time to privatize my own Social Security.
No, there's no way they're going to do it for somebody that is close to retirement. And, you know, that's best for people that are in their 20s.
Yeah, and his idea was give somebody up to the age of 40 the choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Go privatize from 40 to retirement.
That makes sense.
Hey, Paul here. I want to tell you about our next webinar we're hosting. It's on financial planning for families and individuals with special needs. Our very own Chad Henson is hosting the webinar, and he has a passion for helping the special needs community. So he went and got a degree in it. He's going to touch on topics like SSI, Medicaid, SSDI, Medicare, trusts, ABLE accounts, POAs. For individuals and families with special needs, having a financial plan in place that addresses those needs is crucial. So go to paulwinkler.com/webinar to sign up. That's paulwinkler.com/webinar. Or simply click the link in the show notes to sign up. Hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Investor Coaching Show. If you want to learn more about what we do, go to our website, paulwinkler.com. You can watch some of the videos there, and if you're not already a client, you can set up a free initial consultation. Until next time, I'm Paul Winkler, reminding you that I believe that more educated investors are more confident investors. And confident investors are more successful investors. Have a great one.